I really should have cleared my throat before doing this, but I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
And these are some of the songs we like.
Woohoo!
We did it.
We did.
We're no longer live from a convention. Convention month is over.
Oh, beans.
Yeah. So it's just us in the quiet. Turn this little guy around. I want that. The quiet home.
You want to look up the kitty cat's butt instead?
Yeah. Speaking of kitty cat butts, what do we have for a fancy drink today?
What?
Segways.
That was a terrible segue.
It's really, really
actually,
bad.
Actually, you know what? It might not be. I don't remember how this tastes. Because the soda that we have today for our fancy drink.
Okay, so you're not talking about a cat's butt.
No.
You do remember how that tastes.
I'm intimately familiar with how that tastes. No, but I don't remember how this soda pop tastes because it's been out of grocery stores for so long.
Yeah, I want to say the last time I had one of these bad boys was like 13 years.
I mean, I know that there was a, there was...
They still sold them when I worked at the grocery store and that was my first job. Definitely drank some of these in my car during my breaks.
I don't think they sold them when I worked at the grocery store. I don't think they were selling them anymore. And yeah, I worked at the grocery store in 2008. So
it was 2004 for me.
Yeah. So that probably in between those years.
So, listener, that could see the title and picture of this episode, have you guessed what we're drinking yet?
Have your master detective sleuthing skills clued you in?
I think we're just making fun of the people that listen to this on iTunes at this point. We're having a good old jolly good old-fashioned cream soda.
Woo!
We didn't get any glasses, so vamp for me.
Yeah, here we go, vamping. No, this is a staple from my childhood. We would get these for Friday night pizza, and since we just had pizza, it's perfect.
I didn't even think it was even Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it was, which is what we used to get when I was a kid.
Yeah, because 90s.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut reigned supreme.
Well, yeah, and there was one right nearby. It was the closest.
There's always one right nearby.
That's true. Actually, yeah. I think the Pizza Pit was closer, but Pizza Pit in the 90s.
They'll use a whole goddamn can of olives on your pizza.
Oof.
No joke.
Thank you.
They'll even use unsliced olives if you ask them to.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Because, and they don't
Did
like.
Did you ask them to?
Well, they didn't label it. They label it as like bigger olives or something that was where my mom and I were just like, what? Oh, we like olives.
Yeah.
And so we ordered that, and they just gave us whole
it was
fucking
just a whole olives.
Which I've also accidentally cooked with whole olives before in a Mexican lasagna. Just having a nice bite of basically enchiladas and you just get a whole fucking black olive in your mouth.
Just a whole...
Over and over again because I did use a whole can in that dish.
Wow.
You'd be able to just like, alright, I've cut myself like a lasagna-sized slice and you just like pick out like 12 olives out of it because you're just tired of eating olives. Anyway, here's this noise. Yeah, that's right. This comes in a tall, skinny can.
Yeah, which is...
As I joked in the kitchen, and I still like this joke, so I'm going to do it again. It's the Virginia Slim of sodas.
Or, you know, a tab. It's a tab can.
I think Virginia Slim of sodas paints a much cleaner picture.
All right, fair enough.
No, it's not. This...
Whatever you say, Beale.
This is way darker than I was expecting.
Yeah, no, it's almost root beer colored.
I couldn't remember if this was going to be a light tan or if this was one of the red creams. I don't remember what brand did the red cream when I was a kid.
I don't know.
Because that one was really good because it had way more sugar.
Wait, maybe that was,
I think it was another off-brand.
Yeah. Was it Chill?
It wasn't Chill, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Like Mr. Chill or Mountain Chill? No, okay.
I don't think so.
Dr. Chill. I do remember seeing a red cream.
Yeah.
On the label.
It was like a store brand red cream, yeah.
Darn.
But Jolly Good ain't no store brand.
What? Well, it was. Sort of.
Yeah, kinda.
It is local, I think.
It is. It's from,
Sheboygan?
Well, this says Random Lake. Oh. So, really, it could be anywhere?
All right, any lake. There's there's like 21,000 lakes in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
God, this is a really, really bad font. It's white on cream and...
I think it's one of those situations where the, like, actual office is in Sheboygan, the manufacturing plant is the industry of a nearby small town kind of thing.
Well, it was definitely, I could definitely smell it.
Yeah.
As soon as he had poured it, and I'm
so that smells good. Red.
Are you okay? Are you smelling colors now?
Yeah.
All right.
I got that classic Jolly Good synesthesia. It really takes me back.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, it smells different than a standard cream.
Yeah.
And I remember the red cream also smelled different.
Got it.
That's what I was going for.
All right. Very, so much vanilla.
There's all, yeah.
And not like real vanilla, like.
So much modified vanilla substance.
Yeah.
And I can kind of smell the sugar.
Now he's also smelling compounds. Which is all smell is, I realize.
This one can has 45 grams of sugar in it. And no protein, can you believe it?
Oh, God, how could they?
It's also 180 calories.
So, 90 calories, woo! Let's
tuck in.
Oh, we got it. Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Let's give it the mouth.
There it is.
That's a lot more smooth than I was expecting it.
It's like a...
It's got the...
I can hear it fizzing.
It's got a lot of fizz tongue. Bite.
Yeah.
But...
And I did say, hear it. Because we were very quiet for a moment there, and I could literally hear it.
Could you hear it?
Probably not. They're not inside my mouth.
Are you inside Abby's mouth?
Oh, Jesus. I knew that before I finished saying it. I was like, this is bad. Mm-hmm. I think you can, if you go back, I think you can probably hear the moment when I realized that what I was saying was bad.
Welcome to the show. So, this has the thickness that we've come to expect from the... slightly over-sugared drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as bad as the Jackson Hole was.
Oh, my God.
But it is... It's substantial in the mouth.
Yeah.
But it still manages to be kind of smooth.
Yeah, it's got an interesting...
The mouthfeel is good.
Yeah.
I don't know about the flavors.
You know, it's weird. Fine. It sort of tastes like... it's got a weird thing... That the only other time I've experienced it is in like a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
It's a sharpness that I'm not entirely sure what flavor it comes from.
Yeah.
It's a much bigger
puzzle in the Dr. Pepper because goddamn it.
Right. Well, because there's 23 flavors in a Dr. Pepper.
Which means that you can mix it with fucking anything and it works. Have you fucking messed around with like putting
different alcohol, you mean?
Alcohol or, like, syrups or any...
No.
Literally anything works in a Dr. Pepper, because there's always something that it blends with.
Interesting.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper is, like, the greatest mixer.
The most versatile soda!
Yeah. like when the Quick Trip,
yeah,
we're going real Wisconsin here,
but woo!
When the Quick Trip introduced flavor shots into the
soda machines,
not only did all four of the flavor shots worked, but any combination of the four also worked.
Oh.
Raspberry, vanilla, Dr. Pepper is real fucking good.
I bet.
Yeah. Like, it's weird. And I could, like, this is not a standard cream flavor.
No.
It's almost like it's trying to go, because the darkness was a good tip. It's almost like it's trying to be more towards a root beer,
yeah,
or a cola,
yep,
while still being a cream.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, like,
it's a cream cola.
I don't think I've ever had a cream cola. Now I want one.
Yeah.
Like one with that.
Yeah,
goal
like that
in
actual
mind.
Intention.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. If you know of a cream cola, tweet me. At
yeah.
underscore and better.
Yeah, don't send that one to Sid. Send that one
no,
to Bill.
No, send that to me. I want to get it immediately. Because I'll do what I need to do to get a hold of it.
All right.
We've got some weird colas, but we don't got a cream cola.
Cream cola is something we...
You guys, we got soda for literally the rest of the year.
Wow, so much soda.
It takes us like 10 minutes to decide what to review when we're actually in the studio.
Yeah, and yeah, right, in the studio. no, but in the, which is, actually, it might take a little bit longer than that because, I don't know, I'm pretty bad at decision making.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'll narrow it down and then I'll stare at them for another 5 minutes and be like.
I'm pretty good at using my arbitrary rules to additionally narrow things down.
It's true.
That was all. There's a lot going on there.
I just ate a lot of pizza, all right?
Ooh. Glad that I didn't eat nearly as many breadsticks as you, first of all.
Woo!
Abby ate 3 times as many breadsticks than I did.
I bought a double order on purpose.
We ate 1 order of breadsticks.
Well,
I guess the night's still young.
The night is still young. And I didn't eat anything all day, so hooray!
I wasn't actually all that hungry. I was still sleepy from lunch.
Oh, well, you're gonna have a fucking coma tonight.
I need it. Give me that coma. If you have a coma, email sid@nbetter.org.
Okay, all right.
With your pricing.
I don't know if anybody remembers this TV show, but you just reminded me of it. There was a TV show on the Disney Channel called So Weird.
Mm.
And it was like a kid's X-Files.
I wasn't a Disney Channel boy.
Oh, all right.
I watched some Even Stevens and some Lizzie McGuire, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. It was I think it was just after those.
That makes sense.
But it was about a family touring the country because the mom was a musician.
Okay.
And the daughter, it was X-Files-y. So she got, like, there are ghosts and weird stuff.
I'm into a Monster of the Week.
Right, show, exactly. Yeah. And I remember one particular episode in which somebody was in a coma, and most of the episode, you followed that person around their neighborhood and found out that they were in a coma and not actually interacting with the people that you thought they were interacting with.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's what Bill wants to do tonight?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Well, goddamn it. He's doing the pre-pro.
No, that's impossible.
In the middle of the show. It's cool. No worries.
So, I'm trying to think of an analogy right the goddamn now. And it kind of stinks that you started talking about old TV shows, because that's absolutely the direction that I was trying to spin this.
Well, hey, man!
Because,
get on
because
that
we got a glass
it.
Of the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
straight
genuinely
up.
Afraid
mm-hmm.
of being really disappointed by the soda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Jolly good, so, well.
Well, you never know. When it's been that long, and especially if it's something
true.
From your childhood,
mm-hmm.
like, there's a big old risk. And we still have 5 cans of risk. I know that I'm not going to like that grape soda as much as I did when I was a child.
That's fair.
That's It's an easy guess right there. But,
I'm excited for the Sour Power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes! Mm-hmm.
That stuff was good. I remember liking the Fruit Punch.
I don't remember the Fruit Punch. I never liked
I used
fruit
to be
punch.
Big on Fruit Punch sodas.
Yeah, I never liked Fruit Punch, period.
But then I had
so.
Too much of the Shasta Fruit Punch when I was in college, and I was just like, I'm done with these. These hurt. They're too strong of a flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the problem with a fruit punch is you got your amount of syrup for one fruit flavor, and then you do like five of them,
exactly.
But you don't do a fifth of the syrup.
Right.
Yeah.
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 I feel like, yeah, that's the getting punched in the taste buds all the time, and you sort of forget what things taste like.
I think I got my analogy.
Go ahead.
And I think I figured out what 90s TV show that I'm going to reference.
Ooh!
And it's fucking spot on. I'm really excited about
this.
All right,
go for it, man.
I feel like I'm a kid sitting in a basement drinking a Jolly Good brand soda.
Yep.
And sitting around with a friend or two.
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching Hey Dude. And I'm sitting there like, I don't know if I like this. I know that I don't hate this.
Yeah.
Like, there's things here to like, and I'm having a good time. But is this the product for me? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to keep watching Hey Dude now and again, and maybe someday I'll figure it out. Here's a spoiler. Never did. I don't know if I like Hey Dude or not. And now's not the time to check.
Nope.
I loved Are You Afraid of the Dark, and I rewatched that last year.
Did you?
It doesn't hold up super
no.
well. Some of the episodes are still legit terrifying.
Yeah.
Like the episode where the kid's sister goes into the attic and plays with the dollhouse, and slowly she turns into a doll. That's fucking terrifying.
I don't remember.
There's
well
a moment where he's
that.
In the dollhouse, and he's trying to save her, and she's like mostly doll, and she just like looks up at him with blank eyes. Looks down, pulls her hand off, and it's like just a human-sized doll hand, and looks up like slightly worried but doesn't say anything. He's just like, I need to help. Yeah, that was freaky as shit.
That's
and
fair.
The, of course, the pool episode with the red skeleton man.
Mm-mm, don't remember.
Ooh, if that was still on Amazon Prime, we'd watch that after this. That was good shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I watched it. I remember the intros and the outros. I don't remember most of the stories.
Yeah, I watched it like crazy as a kid.
Hmm.
Because I liked spooky stuff.
Yeah.
But I was scared to death of the concept of a horror movie.
Ah!
So I never watched like your Friday the 13th Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, no. No, 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 no.
Right.
Keep those
away
I didn't
from do
me.
Very.
But
I didn't
I'll
do...
watch. I'll watch and read horror for kids.
There you go. Yeah, I didn't do like, horror well. I saw
got like
40
goosebumps in my basement.
Of course you do.
And two in my dining room.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, I never could do scary. Scary was not a thing I could do as a kid. I'm actually really good with scary now. But,
yeah, me too.
I mean, I don't actively seek it. I don't necessarily enjoy it, but it does.
Shout outs to Rhea.
but I was never good at scary when I was a kid. I remember seeing The Haunting when I was in like fourth grade. And that's, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
Yeah.
Not a great movie.
I like some ghost movies now. Like, I don't like most monster...
It's a haunted house movie.
Yeah, I like a ghost movie.
And you know what? We'll probably watch it at some point, just because it's... I mean, Catherine Zeta-Jones is...
Hey!
It's just so good.
Right.
And it's Liam Neeson, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Owen Wilson. So, it's a good... It's not a good movie, but it's a good movie.
Have I seen...
I could not sleep... 4 weeks. I had to turn all of my dolls around on their shelves. No. It's bad. How was the rating?
I give this a, let's go full 90s. I go to 64. Just like my fist and my Mario's.
Ow! I get it.
Yeah.
Whew, you said full 90s, and I was like, you're not going to rate it in the 90s, you crazy son of a bitch.
Point Premium Cola, or Vanilla Cream Soda, is still the best Wisconsin-based cream soda, hands down.
Oh, all right.
That stuff's good.
All right. Cool. I haven't given my analogy yet.
You sure haven't.
I have not. I'm going to say that I'm also going to go with the 90s TV show theme.
It just feels right.
It does. It does. I'm going to say that this is an episode of, for me, I'm going to say Legends of the Hidden Temple, because I watched it, I enjoyed it,
yeah.
It was fine,
yeah.
But I, honestly, the fucking monkey, man, I was so frustrated that nobody could get the monkey, like, you know what the monkey looks like, it's nothing! That, yeah, I'd get so frustrated that...
This analogy goes out to Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
That I couldn't quite get into the camp of Legend of the Hidden Temple.
I didn't really watch it all that much.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna give it... I'm gonna give it, like, I don't know. I still haven't. I'm gonna give it a 54.
Oh, I can average these. We give Jolly Good Old Fashioned Cream Soda a 59.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not quite. No.
Oh yeah.
Nope. It's not quite that.
Oh yeah. That's what the kids say.
Nope. Not at all what the kids say, but it's a good try. I mean,
ask a parent or teacher what 59's all about.
They're not going to tell you anything. It's not a thing.
All right. That's fair. Ask your weird uncle what a 59's all about. See you later, Soda Pals.
What?